special guest joining us now. We have Amy Carpenter. Amy Carpenter with the Hank Cable Sarcoma Foundation. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's always great to catch up with you and see what's going on with the Hank Cable Sarcoma Foundation. And, of course, just the time of year for new calendars, right?
Right. Yeah, we're so excited because for 2023, we have our new calendar, Around Town with Dogs.
All right. So this started back in 2016. Before we get into that, go ahead and tell us, Amy, a little bit about the Hank Cable Sarcoma Foundation, what that's all about.
Yeah, so Hank was actually my sister's dog, and in 2013, he was diagnosed with a rare cancer called sarcoma, and at the time, you know, I didn't know dogs got cancer, and I didn't know what sarcoma was, and so when he started showing signs different than his normal signs, we started thinking something might be wrong with him, and so what those were is I was walking him one day, and he lifted his leg to go to the bathroom, and nothing came out. And I remember thinking, that's weird, but I just had him at the vet for his annual exam. They gave him a clean bill of health. So it was something I dismissed because I thought, well, I just had him to the doctor, you know, and he did go to the bathroom. So as we walked on, you know, he went to the bathroom, and then that was November of 2012. And then in February 1st of 2013, my mom actually called me and said, Hank will need his treats. I think something's wrong, because he would do anything for a treat. Mm. And so we thought he had like a UTI, bladder infection, and we took him to the vet, and they said he had a grapefruit-sized sarcoma.
This is all to raise awareness about the sarcoma cancer, which it's rare in humans. Is that right?
So what it is, so it's five times more common in dogs, yeah. And the second most common, it's in children. So a lot of people have never heard of it before, yeah. Because it's not usually a cancer that affects most adults. It's a cancer that affects mostly dogs and children. Adults do get it, but it's more common in children.
Again, Amy Carpenter joining us. And by the way, congratulations, your show Around Town with Amy doing real well. And tell us
Thank
a little bit
so
about that and where people can view that.
Yes, yeah, so my show Around Town with Amy started in January, so it'll be almost a year now. And it was actually a lifelong dream since high school. I was trying to decide in high school whether I wanted to go into like broadcast journalism or to be a teacher. And I was like, oh, I don't know, that seems scary. So I'm going to be a teacher, thinking that would be the less stressful way to go, and not thinking that through, because teaching's pretty stressful too.
Yeah.
And so I talked to Interphase Videos, and Bob Campetti's been wonderful. And I told him about my idea and all my show topics and things that I wanted to cover. And it's based also, I write for the Town Crier. So I'm a journalist for them and a photographer. And so my stories that I do on my show go along with my newspaper column.
Oh,
and so they go together. And so when it's Around Town with Amy, town has at the end of town has an E to go with the Town Crier.
So this is Around Town with Dogs without the E on town, and it's about a calendar. And as we said earlier, Amy, this started back in 2016. What were some of the other themes that you had with the calendar?
Yeah, so like I told you, it's getting to be so many of them, I had to actually start writing them down for myself. So in 2016, the reason I started that is because after I had lost Hank in 2014, I started traveling the United States, and I started going to conferences, canine cancer conferences and sarcoma conferences for humans. And what I kept hearing was people don't know what sarcoma is, and someone needs to bring awareness about it, and people don't know dogs get cancer. And so I actually went to a conference in Washington, D.C., full of veterinarians and doctors and researchers, and I said, you know, what can I do to make a difference? And I said, I'm a teacher, you know, I'm not someone in the medical field. And they said, well, that's what you need to do. Use your knowledge of teaching and spread the word and get that knowledge out there. And so our first calendar was in 2016, and it was Hank the TV star, and it was actually all the pictures of Hank from Channel 4, because when he would dress up in all these crazy costumes, I would send them to Bob Nunley on Channel 4, and he would put them on the air. And so he was actually on the air 33 times. And then from that, it just evolved. I do a lot with law enforcement and first responders. I have, like, a love for them and all they do for us. And so for in 2017, we did it with the Fairfield County Sheriff's Office. And then 2018 was the Lancaster Fire Department. 2019 was the Lancaster Police Department. And 2020 was Fairfield Medical Center. And 2022 was, again, the Fairfield County Sheriff's Office, because I had some friends that didn't get to be in the first calendar. And we also had a new sheriff, Sheriff Alex Late. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, why not revisit that calendar and do it again and feature different officers in that calendar? And then, again, for next year, it's going to be the 2023 Around Town with Dogs.
All right. Very good. So how do people get a hold of the calendar?
So there's a couple different ways this year. So you can go to our website, and that's www.HankCableSarcomaFoundation.com. And when you type in cable, it's K-A-B-E-L. Or if you don't want to do that, there's a couple businesses in town that's selling the calendar for us, and they're actually featured in our calendar next year. And that's Hair of the Dog and Downtown Fruit Passion.
All right, very good. Amy Carpenter joining us with the Hank Cable Sarcoma Foundation. And the new calendar is available now. And thanks for catching up with us and giving us all the details. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, Mike, thank you so much. Have a great day.